I hate the real world. In the real world, I'm a 15-year-old boy with pencil-thin arms that can barely lift my own acne-marked body. But in the virtual reality of Next World, my avatar looks like an Old West cowboy named Arcade. I've got a dark tan and a 5 o'clock shadow covering the squarest jaw I could design. My arms are muscular, my chest is wide, my eyes are a steel blue that look out from under my wide-brimmed cowboy hat with a piercing glare. I'm awesome. Everything is better in Next World. It offers a virtual domain for every kind of person, no matter how unique. There's Dot Kid for adolescents and babies that want to play with colorful dinosaurs and run around on rainbow roads. .edu is where the government forces me to spend at least 6 hours a day learning about authorized facts. .soch has an infinite number of dance clubs, concerts, and social gatherings for even the most specific of interests. .com is full of shopping districts offering all the digital products you might need, clothes, vehicles, or even real estate. But it's also home to all the auction houses and flea markets that sell used digital items of all kinds. .org is a free domain designed like an outdoor park, originally intended for family reunions, parties, or just a gathering place for the public. It ended up being an open forum for the disenfranchised to complain about their insignificant troubles. .net houses the infrastructure of Next World. But the sewers of this domain are also where the hackers and illegal traders tend to hang out, in abandoned connections that not even the all-seeing, all-knowing .gov can watch. And do I even need to explain what goes on in the shadows of .XXX? The domain I spend all my time in is .fun, where all the online games exist, offering racetracks, flight simulators, combat battlefields, role-playing games, puzzle boards, and sports arenas of every kind. I play them all. But my current favorite is Danger War. I'm good. I'm really good. It's not like my player character name is in the top 10 on the Danger War scoreboard, but I've got close to 1 million kills, which proves how much time I spend logged in. Tonight, I'm playing the Haunted Mansion map in Danger War, one of 100 different scenarios. I've already killed 15 players, and according to the scoreboard, there's only 6 left. Most of the players I've seen so far have been stumbling around the map, hoping and praying that wild swings of their swords and spraying bullets from their guns might manage to kill another player through sheer luck. It's an easy night for me. Flames crackle in a stone fireplace, filling the Haunted Mansion's library with an orange glow. Above the mantle, a painting of a decaying man watches my every move with eyes that follow me. As I step around the books that eerily float across the room from one bookshelf to another, I hear 2 different battles happening. The rattle of gunfire seeps through the floorboards below me, and the clanging sounds of a sword fight come from the room next to me. I check my ammunition and smile when I see plenty of rounds left in my shotgun. When I stop and pay attention to the different sounds of each gunshot, I can tell it's coming from 4 different guns. 2 groups of players are firing from protected cover and wasting ammo. I hate groups. I always play solo. I've never trusted other players, and I have no time for small talk with some little kid who doesn't even know how to play. I press my boot on the floor and feel the weak boards bend under my weight. I reach into the satchel on my hip and dig out one of my plastic explosives. The item is expensive, but if I can take out the 4 players in the room below me, the price will be well worth it. The explosive adheres to the floor with a pink gummy backing that helps it stick in place. I select a 5-second timer and push the green flashing button. As soon as the counter begins, I walk away from the bomb and toward the sounds of the apparent sword fight coming from the next room. I step toward the doorway, but a tall man wearing a tightly buttoned suit is holding a silver platter and blocking the entrance. On the platter is a curled-up cobra that might have startled me if I hadn't played this map 1,000 times. I recognize the manservant as an NPC.